The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
If this is your first time joining us or the first time you've ever been a part of a live broadcast, please let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. And at this time, we welcome all of our podcast audience, those who's coming from our official app, those who's coming from YouTube, and those who's coming from Rumble. Wherever you're joining us from, we welcome today's broadcast. Was the recent extreme weather a sign of the end times? This is going to be an interesting subject today, or topic of discussion for our podcast. And I know inevitably when we ask that question, there's going to be some smart guy that's going to automatically respond, a shotgun response, and say, no, this is normal, this is whatever. So we're going to discuss that. I'm going to show you something that's very interesting. So let's get to where we're going from. As you know, a little bit under a week ago, in fact, it was last weekend, there was a horrific tornado outbreak that went across the nation's midsection. As a result of it, there was a 200-mile span of destruction from one tornado on the ground for 200 miles. And of course, we know that Kentucky was absolutely leveled, especially the city of Mayfield, where there was a lot of people that was injured, and there was lives taken from at least at the candle factory that was completely taken out. And that's right there on your screen. That's the destruction of that this tornado left. This tornado outbreak and this destruction that hit Kentucky alone, according to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, he said that this tornado traveled 227 miles through the Commonwealth, so all the way through the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and wreaked havoc on even more states as it pushed eastward. Beshear, and during a press conference, called this the most devastating tornado event in Kentucky state history, and that the death toll had been warning that could rise to 100. Now, guys, for many of you guys that know me, personally, that's been with this for years, as we have started all the way back in 2010, you'll know that I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. So I'm very familiar with Kentucky, the state of Kentucky. We lived in many different counties in the state of Kentucky. So I'm very familiar with extreme weather events. In fact, I was in a tornado back in, I believe it was in 1994, the one that went through Shepherdsville, Kentucky, Brooks, Kentucky. I was actually there working in a restaurant when that tornado came through, went across Interstate 65 in Kentucky, took out hotels, took out restaurants, took out residentials. In fact, when I was working at this restaurant there in Brooks, Kentucky, they put us into the meat freezer of this restaurant, where we gripped the rocks there, and it literally felt like someone was putting a vise on your head, crushing your head, ears popping. The pressure is just, it's hard to express it in words, and it's very terrifying, to be honest with you, because you don't really know what to expect, and it's so fast and it's so quick. And if you've ever been in a tornado, you'll know that when people described it as the roaring, it sounds like a locomotive. It sounds like, you know, all these descriptions of this, it's absolutely true. And again, depending on what level tornado it is, it was an EF3 that went through Kentucky in 1994, that one that I was in. I couldn't imagine, but they say an EF5 is a mile, 2 miles or larger wide, and it brings 200 plus mile an hour winds. And they say, unless you're completely underground, you won't even survive a tornado like this. And remember back in 2011, the tornado outbreak, that took place on April 27th, April 28th. And it went all, it spawned like hundreds of tornadoes. Hundreds of people died. Tuscaloosa, Alabama was completely leveled. That tornado is historic because it was caught on the traffic cam, the webcam and all that. And you could see this monster 2 mile wide plus tornado just ripping through Tuscaloosa, and people, a lot of people lost their lives. And then you had the, also in 2011, you had the Joplin, Missouri tornado, one of the, if not the largest tornado in state history, hitting, just wiping out Joplin. Then you had them, they hit in St. Louis, Missouri, it hit an airport. There's video of this. People were in an airport and this tornado came through and hit the airport while there's people there. So, and then you had the, I believe it was the outbreak in 1970 something that was historic. So you have these seasonal, now listen, this is where I want to go with this. You have these cyclical seasonal tornado outbreaks. But watch this. So if I say that alone, somebody could say, well, that's not a sign of the times. This is seasonal. It's cyclical. Yes. But again, the common factor denominator between the outbreaks of the past, 95% of those are based on the spring. If this was March or April, and we were bringing this to the table of discussion today, this wouldn't even be a topic of discussion today, because it's pretty common and typical for tornadoes and outbreaks of tornadoes to spawn in the months of March, April, May, even in the late February, depending on where you live, because that is very seasonal. It's very cyclical, and that happens. Okay. But we're not in March. We're not in April. We are talking about the month of December. That's where it gets crazy. In fact, I'm going to pull up another article here. This is so unusual that even mainstream headlines are getting the attention of people who keep up with the times and seasons in which we're in. Look at these headlines. I want to read to you here, and then we'll talk about more about the U.S. records the most hurricane force gust in a single day. This was a couple days ago. This was on December 15th? I want to get into this. More than 400,000 have no power across central U.S. after storms delivered a record spat of hurricane force gust. Record-breaking winds ripped through the United States on Wednesday and early Thursday, causing the highest number of hurricane force gusts in a single 24-hour period since at least 2004, according to the National Weather Service. Now, again, that's in a single day, not alone, not to mention December alone, and we'll talk more about that in just a second. A day after one of the deadliest tornado outbreaks in U.S. history. So you had this back-to-back system. More than 61 gusts of 75 mile an hour plus winds were recorded across a number of Midwestern states from 6 a.m. Central to 6 on Thursday. Or from Wednesday to Thursday, according to the Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center, the Norman, Oklahoma-based center also recorded 19 tornadoes from this system, not the one before it, not the one that went through Kentucky. Quote, now listen to this. This is from meteorologist Matt Elliott. Quote, it's certainly an unprecedented event. He called it an unprecedented event. Previously, according to Reuters, and data going back to 2004, the most hurricane force gust in a single day was 53 back in August 10, 2020. Colleagues were gathering data from earlier than 2004 and expected the record to hold. However, we now have learned and discovered that, again, this broke a new record. Wednesday, severe weather caused multiple power outages and disruption at Kansas City International Airport, Missouri, as well as reports of wildfires. More than 450,000 homes and businesses were without power in affected states across many multiple states as of Thursday afternoon. At least 75 people were killed in Kentucky and 114 in nearby states when a storm system packed a swarm of tornadoes. This one was last weekend. This was prior to this system. Again, I'm going to read you another headline. This is from the Weather Channel. Quote, listen to this headline. The most bizarre and notable things from the December windstorm and severe outbreak. Meteorologists have said, quote, this is one of the most bizarre December storms that has ever been seen whipping through the Rockies, Plains, and Midwest. Quote, severe weather is extremely rare for December in parts of the upper Midwest. Guys, again, it's not normal. It's not seasonal. It's not cyclical. We have seen an all-time December record warmth recorded in several cities. Guys, right now, and where I'm at in the state of Georgia, in my city, where I'm at, in our city, we've been out today, and it literally feels like the end of August or very early September. It does not feel like December 17th at all. Wednesday's widespread windstorm, severe weather outbreak, and unusual heat from the Rockies and Plains into the upper Midwest was so bizarre for December that even weather historians were left in awe. Let that soak in. Quote, I can say with some confidence that this event, the heat, the tornadoes, is among the most, if not the most, anomalous weather events ever on record for the upper Midwest. This was according to Christopher Burt, weather historian. Wow. Let me give you a little bit more aspect on this. According to the reports, this was the first December tornado in the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota saw, prior to this outbreak, they had not seen anything remotely close to this since the 1950s, guys. The rare December derecho. Now, what is a derecho? Derechos are very rare, and they are these straight line winds, system that comes, and if you've ever seen one, guys, they're terrifying looking. They're absolutely terrifying looking, and it really looks apocalyptic. And it's like a whole line, like a front coming in, very ominous looking clouds. In fact, when you look at one, if you understand, if you read portions of Isaiah talks about the sky rolling back like a scroll, and that's what it looks like. And when this thing comes, it brings these straight line winds that are destructive. A squall line of severe thunderstorms raced 660 miles in 10 hours from Kansas and Nebraska to northern Wisconsin, bringing destructive winds and tornadoes. Quote, derechos are very rare in the month of December. They're typically a late spring to summer phenomenon. Again, not normal. Only about 1% of derechos in the United States have ever happened in December. I'm going to say it again. You got to get all this soaked in, because I'm going to show you a verse of scripture from a translation that I guarantee you a lot of you has never seen before. That's going to be stunning. And I'm leading all the other way up to that when we close this broadcast today. I want to say this again. Quote, according to weatherchannel.com, only about 1% of all derechos in the United States have ever happened in the month of December. And again, that's according to the NOAA, or the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration Prediction, Storm Prediction Center. And I remember watching this system, and guys, don't ask me why I watch this stuff. Listen, when you do what I do as a watchman, I watch stuff that would probably bore most of you. I watch all kinds of stuff, talking points, podcasts, history stuff, weather stuff. God has just wired me that way. Don't ask me. Most of the stuff that, if you hung out with me, you'd probably be bored because of some of the stuff I watched that I think is informative, stuff that I think that I feel like it's intriguing. But anyway, I happened to be flipping through YouTube the other night before this system ever came, and I watched this, and I've never seen him before, but I watched a meteorologist who was on YouTube, and he was discussing this system as it was developing. And he was talking about, when he was discussing it, he was warning people that were watching, and he had such urgency, and he kept saying terms that were stunning. He kept saying, I've never seen, and he was talking about, I've done this for 20, 30, 40 years. I've never seen anything like this. This is the most bizarre storm I've ever seen. And he even made a statement. He said, we are very thankful. Listen to this. He said, we should be very thankful that we are not in the month of July or August. He said, because if this system that just hit, Wednesday and Thursday, this derecho and all that stuff that came, he said, if this system had developed exactly with all the ingredients and the all the formula that it took to create this thing, he said, if it would have happened in July or August because of the warmer climate and the weather and the dew points and all that stuff, he said, this would be probably one of the most catastrophic weather tornado events in history. So even through all this, we better be very thankful. And that caught my attention, and that's what got me to watch a lot of this. So I knew this was coming. But he was warning that there was going to be these straight line winds. And sure enough, of course, we know the news. It tipped over tractor trailers. It ripped roofs off the houses. It took trees straight out of the ground from the trunks, and all that stuff happened. Now, so you're watching this today and you're saying, you know, you're hopping on. You're saying, well, you asked the question. So are you going to answer the question? Could these recent severe extreme weather events be signs of the end times? I want to show you something that I think is very interesting. I want to give you the original, I shouldn't even say the original, but I want to give you the King James Version, because people fuss at me all the time because I don't use the 1611 King James Version. So for all you folks, here you go. I want to give you this verse. This is Luke 21:11. King or KJV. When the disciples said, what will be the signs of your coming and the end of the age? So they wanted to know, what are things to look out for? What are road maps? What are signs to look for? And when we see these things, we know that the time of the end is near. We know that the Messiah, the Mashiach, is about to return. We know that the end of the age is approaching. And he said in verse 11, of course, there was all these wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. But I want to home in right here on Luke 21:11. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Again, that's Luke 21:11, KJV. Now, you can go to the NIV, the NLT, the AMP, the NASB. You can go to all these other translations, and they're going to be right in that same verbiage. But here's what I thought was interesting. There's few that know this information, so I thought I would share this with you today. There is a Bible translation known as the Lamza translation, which is the work of Dr. George Lamza, who was an Assyrian scholar who translated the Aramaic version of the Bible into English. Did you know there is portions of the Old Testament that are written originally in Aramaic? Our King James translation and subsequent English translations were derived from the Greek and Hebrew text. Most people understand that, know that. It is very likely, but here's what many people don't understand. It's very likely that Christ spoke fluent Aramaic language, Hebrew, Aramaic. Why? Because this was very prevalent at the time. And also, it was the common tongue spoken at the time among the people of Israel. Now, why is all this important? I'm getting there. However, in the Aramaic to English translation that Dr. Lamza published, here is something very interesting that I want to show you. Ready? Let's pull it up. I'll read this for you guys on podcast because I understand that you can't see what we're looking at on the screen. But for those who are watching visually, I made sure that we put this up there because it adds something that has been left out in all the English translations of the Bible that is huge. Ready? This is Luke 21, 11, the Lamza translation. And there will be great earthquakes in different places and famines and plagues, and there will be alarming sights and great signs will appear from heaven. Lamza added something here. Ready? Quote, and the winters will be severe. Now, according to the Aramaic Lamza translation, Christ told those that were alive at that time that extreme winters would be a sure sign of his soon coming. Now, before everybody loses their mind here, well, you know, the Bible says don't add or take away, et cetera, and they'll take and pull all these scriptures out of context here. That's not what we're doing here. Watch this. Can I use an example here? In the Muslim faith, they have what is called the Quran. And the Quran consists of the writings of Muhammad, or allegedly the writings of Muhammad. Now, they also, these are the written oracles or the written words of Muhammad. But then they have what's called the Hadith. And these, what the Hadith is in the Islamic faith, is the oral traditions that were passed down. Now, what does that mean? That means the oral traditions would be like saying that there was certain individuals that knew Muhammad personally, or they were around him, or they had proximity around him, and they heard Muhammad say things that were not put in the Quran, but they heard them by conversation, by discussions, and by teachings, and they wrote these things out. Now, before everybody loses their mind, did you know that Luke, the physician, actually wrote this quote, and there were many other things that were said and done that Jesus did that I suppose that if they were written down, then not even all the books in the world could contain them. Oh, I want to say it again for those people that will probably get worked up and flustered about what I'm talking about today. Your Bible says that Luke the physician said that Jesus, our Messiah, the Christian Messiah, Luke the physician said, and there were many other things that Jesus both said and done that if they were written down, then I suppose that not even all the books in the world could contain them. So this, my friend, what I just showed you, I believe is a perfect example of that. Here's another one. In the Bible talks about, we know historically that the temple was destroyed. But we know historically, Jesus prophesied that it was going to happen. And we know historically that it did happen. And it was documented by Josephus, the historian, who was an eyewitness to the account of the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. And he wrote down and kept documentations of the event as it unfolded before, during, and after, and it's all Jewish history. Now, do we neglect what Josephus wrote? Do we write it off? No. There's other books that were written that are considered to be Jewish history. Such, and they are mentioned in your Bible in both Old and New Testaments of the Bible. One is the book of Jasher. The other is called the books, plural tense, of Enoch. Oh, wait a minute, brother. I've never read anywhere in the New Testament where it mentions the book of Enoch or the books of Enoch. You're right. But Jude, read it in your Bible, Jude, one chapter of Jude, Jude quotes a prophecy from Enoch. Now, in my early walk with God, I remember reading in the book of Jude, and it says, behold, and it says, and Enoch prophesied, behold, the Lord cometh out of heaven with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all the ungodly for their ungodly deeds. And I said to myself, hold on here. And I started flipping through my Bible. Obviously not in the New Testament, because Enoch never existed in the New Covenant, in the New Testament when it was being compiled. So I had to go back all the way to the book of Genesis where Enoch is mentioned. Because again, when interpreting scripture, there's what's called the law of first mention. You go back, where was Enoch mentioned? Oh, here it is. It's in Genesis. And it says in Enoch, and it talks about the lineage of Enoch. And it says he was a righteous man. And Enoch was just before God. And the Bible says, and Enoch was not, and he was taken. He was caught up to heaven by God. He never saw physical death. So this flustered me and said, wait a minute. Where did this cat prophesy? Because Jude said that Enoch prophesied about the coming of the Lord. But when I go to the book of Genesis, I can't find anywhere where Enoch prophesied. And then I discovered that there is books that's considered to be Jewish history that were not, for whatever reason, they were not included in the original canon of scripture by the early church fathers. And they are the books of First and Second Enoch, which, hello, were written by Enoch. And guess what is written in those books? You guessed it, the prophecy of the coming of the Lord that was quoted and cited by Jude in the New Testament. Stop. Well, you shouldn't be reading those books, Brother Ricky. If God didn't intend for us to read the books of First and Second Enoch, then why would he allow? Because remember, the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God, as holy men of God were inspired by God to write the things in which we read about in both Old and New Testaments of the Bible. If God never intended for us to know and understand what the prophecy of Enoch was, he would have not allowed Jude to quote a prophecy that could not be discovered. Are you listening to me? And now again, this is the perfect example. Nowhere written in written form in the 66 books of your Bible will you find the prophecy of Enoch. But those that were around Enoch, that knew Enoch, and the writer himself wrote down the prophecy of Enoch, and it was quoted by Jude. Are you hearing me? Again, same thing with the book of Jasher. The book of Jasher, it's not found in the 66 books of the Bible, but it's considered to be Jewish history, and it fills in the blanks of things that we read about in creation, the story of Joseph, Moses, Noah, and the list goes on. So let me pull this up again, and then we're going to close here. I think this is very interesting. I want to read this one more time. Luke 21:11, in the Lambs of Translation, you could take it with a grain of salt. It don't really matter to me, because listen, I'm giving you information that you can do what you want with it. But according to this translation, the writer heard some, don't ask me how he got this, I don't know, but again, he quotes and writes that he warns that the winters will be severe. Now, the word severe, this is interesting. I looked it up, and the word severe by definition means something very serious or intense. Let me say that again. Severe winters, serious winters, intense winters. Now, when you hear that, your original thought process is, oh, extreme cold, snow, ice. But guys, what we just saw took place in the month of December that was record-breaking, that was historic, that was an anomaly, that was profound, that was something that left weather historians in awe, happened in the winter. And it was extreme weather. It was an extreme weather event. And isn't it consequently interesting that Joe Biden has constantly keeps citing dark winter? And then what did he say? Let me give you the quote. Let me pull it up here, guys. Give me just a second. I'll pull up the exact quote. We're going to go right to our site at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And I'm going to pull, here it is, right here. Just yesterday, President Biden said, I'm sorry, it was on Thursday, that Americans unvaccinated against the coronavirus are facing a winter, listen to this, of severe illness and death. So this terminology is being thrown out there. And isn't it interesting that this translation tells us that one of the signs of the coming of the Lord will be, yes, you're going to have great earthquakes. Yes, there's going to be famines. There's going to be plagues. There's going to be pestilences. There's going to be wars and nations. But there will be winters that will be severe. Now, you say, well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, listen, here's what I'm going to do, and this is what I want to encourage you to do. We'll see how much validity this has. We'll see how much truth there is to this, because I have a suspicion, and I am suspect that if there is truth to this, we need to keep our eyes on the month of January, and even as the years go by, if we have years, again, we don't know, Lord, whatever. We don't know when the Lord's going to come back. We know the times and seasons, but we don't know the day nor the hour. But as we get close to the coming of the Lord, again, if this Lambs of Translation has any accuracy to it about the extreme or severe weathers or winters, I'm sorry, then that tells us, guys, that we're going to see crazy, unusual, abnormal, and historic, severe, troubling events take place in the winter months. So again, that's what we wanted to talk about. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can find us and our landing page. We're going to pray for you guys in just a second. We're going to close out. But before we do that, if you've not yet subscribed to our website, please do that. Don't rely on social media outlets. Don't rely on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Rumble. You need to go and subscribe to our main website. You need to download our free app. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. Get it into your hands. It's free. You can push yes to push notifications to be notified of all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as getting our podcast to be able to listen or watch right there at your convenience, right there in whatever time you know, however you want to watch, if you want to watch it or listen or both or whatever, it's right there for your convenience. Also, again, if you have not yet become or prayed about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that either two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, or you can give through check or money order. And you could do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, we want to appreciate you coming on this week. We were on here 3 days. We're on Monday, Tuesday, and we came on today. We had a pretty busy week this week. We're going to take off for the weekend. We plan on being back on here on Monday, the very beginning of next week. We'll see what this weekend brings as far as prophetic viewpoints, or we'll have a word of encouragement. I've already got one word I've got lined up that kind of goes around with the revealing of the Messiah. It goes right around with the theme of what we're entering into. So until then, we pray the Lord's blessings upon you. Listen, let's do this real quick before we sign off. Let's pray for all those that have been affected by these storms, all those people in Kentucky and the Midwest that they've lost loved ones. Their families have been uprooted. They're homeless. The things have been destroyed. Let's pray for them real quick. And then we're going to send you out with a blessing, and we'll see you guys next week. Father, we just take this time right now and we lift up all those families and all those people that have been impacted and that have been affected by these storms, whether it be tornadoes or the winds or the damage or the water, whatever the case may be. Lord, families that have been separated, families that have received tragic news, losses of lives, injuries, destruction of property and things that are valuable to them, if they're homeless, whatever the case may be. God, we pray for your mercy and your grace. I pray that, Lord, whatever Christian organizations missionaries or anything that can bring them help and support, we pray that it would come swiftly. I pray that you would bring and restore double for all the destruction, all the heartache, and all the loss in which they have suffered in this season and through these tragedies, Father. And I profess the blood of Jesus over our own homes. Lord, no matter what comes the rest of this month, what comes in January, we thank you that we're under the blood of Jesus. We have a covenant with you. And Lord, we declare your protective power. May your angels watch over us and keep us in all of our ways. And we pray it today, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus. All God's people said amen and amen. Guys, we're going to sign off for today. Again, have a great and blessed weekend. And we will see you guys on Monday. May the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.